1270, The Buzz.
1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome to this Saturday in Northern Nevada. Beautiful day out there. Woo, starting to cool down just a little bit. And welcome, JP.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
Well, and Steve Aussie's here with me again. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Let's all co-host of Nevada Matters. And we're here and fabulous. It's a good day.
Yeah, it's a nice day.
There was a lot going on this week.
Reno has awesome weather, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. Just go away and find
sun's
out.
Sun's always shining.
I get kind of tired of that.
There was a bear outside my deck this week eating the berries. The berries are coming out now, and they're all stocking up on the berries to get ready for
You know, I was hoping you wouldn't bring up the bears. Because now they've got the tags. They've got the 8 bears that they've already killed. And
yeah, we've had demonstrations on the city. Well, a bear was walking across the other day, and a coyote was following about 3 feet behind.
A dummy?
And he had his tail between his legs, very submissive. I don't know if I should tell you the reason, but a friend with the BLM says they follow to get what the bear leaves behind. The coyotes eat what the bear doesn't fully digest.
Well, I think that's good. That's kind of the way all animals are.
Whoa. That's a tough way to make a living.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, can you imagine? I'm sending you back to Earth in reincarnation, and you're going to be a coyote, and here's what you'll be eating.
Gosh, we hear them every night out where I live.
That's a beautiful sound.
It is. Crazy. And it sounds lonely.
But every
to me.
Time I see one in my headlights, they look so scrawny.
Well, they are, yeah.
Well, it's
desert. Like cats that eat rats. They're all scrawny, you know? Yeah. Okay, so this week, I thought I'd start it out with Troy Davis. I know probably nobody really wants to talk about him, but he was executed for the murder of the cop. And I have my doubts on everything. Did you hear about it, JP?
Yeah, I heard about it. I read both sides of the issue.
Well, and right before he was executed, he said that we all needed to dig deeper, that he did not murder the cop.
He said that.
But I was kind of concerned because the 7 witnesses, the eyewitnesses that said they saw him, reneged on their stories. So that was kind of confusing for me.
Ann Coulter wrote a column about this, and in actual fact, there was something like 32 witnesses, and the 7 out of 9 thing is just a story that was spread by his lawyers who were trying to get a reprieve.
No. See, that's what I wanted to hear, really.
And there was only 2 real, what do you call it, recantation or recantings?
Recanting, yeah.
And when they had an actual, he had the unusual situation of having a rehearing of the facts of the case. Usually a death row inmate doesn't get that.
Yeah, they don't get that.
And when they had that hearing, his lawyers did not bring in those 2 witnesses with their recant stories. They refused to bring them in and have them testify. Now, what does that tell you about the strength of those 2 witnesses who recanted?
So you feel that it was justice finally done?
Either that or his lawyers stink, because why didn't they bring them in? If they really recanted and they really had a good excuse, then bring them in and put them on the witness stand when they had an opportunity.
Well, 2 out of 32 doesn't sound like a big number. How about you, Steve? What do you think of that?
Well, I'm not sure about that one, and I heard about the recant and whatnot, but it was interesting during one of the Republican debates recently, you know, when Perry talked about when the moderator said there's been a couple hundred people killed on death row, and I'm sure the moderator was not expecting that the audience applauded that that Texas has taken a tough stance on criminals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Al Sharpton, did you hear his statement?
Oh, do we really want to hear what Al Sharpton said?
Well, because of that, though, there's a new law, capital case on eyewitnesses' testimony. 63% of the country are for the death penalty, swift and certain right now. 63%. But actually, what is happening in this is they're going to do a new law. A new law is on Capitol Hill right now about capital cases as far as the death penalty. Reasonable doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know I'm not a fan of the death penalty. I've told you that before. But after reading both sides of this one,
So you're up for life without parole so we can
I'm
keep him alive?
I'm convinced this guy did it, so I don't think he had a valid reason for having his conviction overturned.
What do you think, Steve? Do you believe we should take care of him for the rest of their life?
No, I don't. No, okay. I think if they're guilty, and also interesting
eye for an
in this
eye
case,
and all that?
This state didn't have a situation where the governor could pardon as many states do.
You know,
so he didn't have that option.
And eyewitnesses bother me, because especially if it's white eyewitnesses trying to pick out a black criminal.
What are you
I'm
saying?
Serious.
They don't all look
they
alike.
They often have in the
JP,
past
I'm sorry,
identified the wrong man. But this case, yes, so a lot of the witnesses were black, and the guy who was executed was wearing a white Batman shirt, which is pretty hard to misidentify. And three of the witnesses were sitting in a van in the restaurant drive-through, looking right at it, and they were Air Force officers. So I'm saying, you know what? This guy was caught dead to rights. I just don't believe he had a case.
I think I saw those guys at Costco the other day.
The Air Force guys?
With the bat wings?
Yeah, with the bat, yeah, in the van and the three guys. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just say death penalty. I don't know. I'm torn between it, but I do believe in an eye for an eye. The only reason I don't believe in a death penalty is because I don't want them put out of their misery. Honest. I mean, that sounds tough,
well,
but I feel that way. I don't want to pay to keep them alive. I don't want them on the streets. I don't want to feed them. And yet I don't want them to be put out of their misery either. So I don't know. It's a hard call.
I guess the question, too, is it a deterrent?
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
You think it's a deterrent?
Yeah, I do.
But they sat there. How long was he there? 21 years? 17 years? Sitting on death row?
I know. That,
reading books?
That kind of interferes with the deterrence part of it when you know
you could
commit murder, and even if they do
write
want
a book.
To execute you, it's going to be 2 decades from now.
Yeah, you write a book before you go, and your family has a lot of money. And yeah, I don't... There's got to be a better way. Pulling their toenails off, they're
you know,
spreading them with hot
oil. Things really
have
gotten better in yours and my lifetime, because now we have DNA. There's a lot fewer false convictions now because of DNA.
Well, that is the scary thing, yeah.
In his case, it was a slightly before they had the good DNA test, so they had blood spatter on his shorts, but there was too little of it for them to do a DNA test back then. Now we would be able to.
Well, it seems like they would have hung on to those shorts.
So things are getting better and better.
They got DNA from 40 years ago now coming, you know?
No, but they have to have a good chunk.
Okay, well, now that I hear your part of the story, I feel a little better about it. I was a little concerned. I didn't follow the story.
You know what
well.
I would hate to be? I would hate to be the governors and presidents who have to make the choice of whether to pardon them.
Yeah, do
or
it
not.
Or not.
Or they usually don't pardon them. They commute the sentence so they're not executed.
Still.
Yeah, I would hate to have that responsibility.
Drag that out, drag it out. But still, you know, every time they drag it out, they feel good and they go back to their cell and go, another 10 years, you know.
Did you see, who is it, Nevada? Somebody has ended the practice. Who just ended
Spit
the practice?
Out.
The no more last meals for the people who are going to be executed.
Texas.
Was that Texas?
Yes.
Was it?
Texas. No
that's,
way.
That's
you're
just
going,
mean.
You're going on an empty stomach, buddy.
And that's been a... tradition save, for hundreds of years.
Save the taxpayer some money, even if it's the last meal. Okay, I feel better about Troy Davis. I don't know if I still agree, but I feel better about it. Thank you for your input on that. Also, you know what? I was looking at the UN conference that they had with...
Boy, wild week, wasn't
Ahmadinejad again.
Hey, that was good.
You know
said
what
that
he,
good.
I did, huh? I'm getting used to it now.
Say it again.
Ahmadinejad.
There you go.
It just, another meeting where it shows how he is so capable of clearing a room. Jeez.
I didn't watch the video. How many people walked out?
Oh, my gosh. Well, France walked out. The U.S., of course, walked out. There were a few people.
Did they wait for him to say something bad and then walk
out?
Well,
he started it right away. I mean,
what
he just
he
started right away calling the United States all Zionists and that they were covering up the conspiracy from 9/11. It was unbelievable. By killing Osama bin Laden, that we didn't bring him to trial so that we could hear the real truth of it, that's why we killed him instead of bringing him to justice, was because we were covering up a conspiracy we were involved in. Us and Europe. I mean, he didn't just stop with us. He was raged against Europe, against us.
He's really tiny, isn't he?
He said that 9/11...
Did he have trouble reaching the microphone?
Well, he's got a big fat mouth, I'll tell you that, for a tiny guy.
Does he stand on a box when he gives his speech?
It was awful. I swear to God, instead of going there and pleading his case about what he wants for his people and how he could join in with the UN and be a civilian or a citizen of the world, all he did was badmouth the U.S. again and Europe.
Right.
That's what he did.
And there's a larger and larger contingent in the UN who is either allies with the Muslim countries or they need their doggone oil. So they've got more.
Well, and that's what he said. He accused the U.S. for doing it for... so that we could get some of the oil.
But we didn't get any,
well,
did we, Steve?
I know it. Well, here's a
they auctioned off the Iraqi oil and it all went to other countries. So
well, of
I don't
course,
know
and he knows that.
You know what also happened this week with the release of the two hikers that they had? they had some squabbling going on there, and he was going to let them go. But the religious leaders trumped him on that. So it's interesting. He doesn't have complete power.
No, he doesn't have the power.
The Khomeini. He has the power. Yeah, he doesn't. And that's the thing about it. They thought he was doing a humanitarian thing.
They almost fired Ahmadinejad last year, though.
Well, I think they better consider that again. And, you know, I was thinking about that, too. Let's talk a little bit about the hikers. We got a couple minutes before our break. I want to know what they were doing there.
Spies.
I want to know what. Why all of a sudden you call your travel agent and you go, "Hey, we want to go to Iran, close to the border, and take a hike."
We want to hike in Syria and we want to hike in Iran.
I'm wondering. I don't know. Yeah, they're students. Okay, students, but
something weird. Going
Something
on
very
I'm
weird.
Sorry,
about
I don't
that whole
have
thing.
Any facts to back that up.
I'm glad they're home.
Just
I'm
seems
glad
like a
they
weird
released
place
them.
To be hiking.
I think it's a whole weird.
They said that they may have been hiking. Was it in Afghanistan? And overzealous patrol people grabbed them when they were not in Iraq, but they grabbed them and pulled them in.
Why were they
in
Afghanistan?
Why are you that close anyway?
Why are you out there? You know, like I said.
I don't think it was Afghanistan. I think they're on the other side of Iran, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it was some neighboring country. Yeah. Why not hike in Lake Tahoe? I don't think we have a policy of
well, what was it they
jail.
Were looking for, you know? Shrubs? I mean, I don't get it. So I'm not too sure.
Shrubs.
Yeah, I'm not too sure I agree
you
with
saying
that.
George Bush was over there?
And do you know they're only bailed out. They're supposed to go back for a trial later.
Who paid the million?